morning, Mox. Are you with us this afternoon?
I never break a date. What can I say?
No, you never do, but you did have me wondering for a moment there or not. Sounds like you've got a house full of 60 children. That's what it sounds like. But
You know what? My neighbors are putting me, or have taken out the pool for the summer, so they are ecstatic children. And I just have a really good microphone that picks up every kind of noise.
It really, really does. Let's get to the Israel report. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, we have unfortunately had a spike, as we've been discussing over the last week, in coronavirus infections. Although we did have a slight drop today in the number of infections. So let's look at the stats where they currently stand. And it was to be expected as we started to open up and people started to interact, but also because we have increased testing. But we are, for the moment, sticking with our policy of map where the infections are coming from and isolate and lock down those areas. So at the moment we have 17,915 confirmed cases since the start of the pandemic. Of those, we've had 298 fatalities. Currently we have 2,515 people who are infected, 27 of them seriously, 23 needing ventilators, and 15,102 recoveries. But of course, a lot of discussion taking place now. Are we on track for another wave? You know, is that a possibility? Yesterday, the Defense Minister, Benny Gantz, announcing that we will be manufacturing N95 masks here in Israel. We've got a factory in Sderot, which will start manufacturing. And, you know, the reasons for that is twofold: to create job opportunities, you know, get some economy going down in the south, but also to be extra prepared should we face a second wave of infections. A lot of discussion on whether or not we will walk back some of our restrictions. We were scheduled to open event halls within the next week, but that has been delayed. The trains were scheduled to open today. That has been delayed. There are quite a significant amount of schools that have been closed because of high infection rates. Tel Aviv, and I don't know if this has to do with a large amount of socializing or people flouting the social distancing norms, or because we have had a significant amount of protests over the last week. That's been termed a possible new epicenter. However, a lot of discussion in the Knesset about what to do with the controversial law that would have allowed police to come into a coronavirus patient's home without needing a warrant. This has been softened. They now will need warrants. And the Knesset Emergency Committee on Corona reserves the right to declare a 30-day health emergency if need be. So, you know, we're looking at the figures. It was to be expected. We're not in a state of panic yet. I would definitely, definitely not call this a second wave. And, we're just keeping a very, very close eye on how it proceeds.
I'm just interested in the mood on the streets. I mean, you personally, is there a sense of unease? Is there a sense of apprehension? Is there a sense of, I just can't take this anymore, it's fine, it is what it is? Where are you guys from a mental perspective?
Oh, that's an excellent question. You know, the health minister, Yuli Edelstein, said 18, 10 Israelis want us to toughen up restrictions. I don't know because I don't recall myself or any of my friends being surveyed.
Interesting.
I think it would be very, very difficult to get people back into any kind of lockdown situation. You know, we've started working. We've started to follow some kind of normal routine, albeit a new normal. I think we do have to be a lot more pedantic about wearing our masks, about social hygiene, all of that. I know quite a lot of people still feeling uneasy about perhaps going to restaurants. And there's a wariness amongst people. You're not sure.
Interesting.
In the last couple of weeks, I've been back to the gym. I've attended my first meeting, you know, face to face with people. And you're very unsure of how to be around people. Do I shake their hands? Do I allow them to come close to me? Maybe not so much. I'm a little bit hesitant. We have had Shabbat with some of our friends. Again, keeping social distancing, having meals outside rather than inside, no hugging. None of those people are very, very wary. But that's Modi Inn. That's Modi Inn where we have no infections at all. The same maybe can't be said about other areas where there are high infection rates or where people are saying, full steam ahead and never mind the iceberg. Let's go out and live our lives.
Really, really interesting because, as I said often, we're behind your curve, so we watch you with great interest. What we're also watching with interest is the fact that El Al, I don't know, many articles said it wasn't going to survive the corona epidemic. And is there talk of a bailout?
There is a talk of a bailout. The government confirmed yesterday that they will be giving a certain amount of money. I think the figure was about over 400 million shekels to bail out El Al. There was a lot of very, very frantic and fraught negotiations taking place between El Al executives and the government, as I'm sure will be happening with most airlines around the world and their governments. You know, this is the travel and tourism industry has taken a tremendous knock as a result of the coronavirus, and we see it with what has happened to airlines, now that borders have been closed. And a lot of pressure on the health ministry to please reopen civil aviation. And we can't just reopen. We've got to look at the situations in other countries. Is it viable? So many different parts that we have to consider, or that the health ministry has to consider before civil aviation is opened.
Really, very, very interesting, Rolene. What's also super interesting to me is this whole annexation issue. I don't think there could be a more divisive issue for jury worldwide and in Israel than this particular one. I'm sure that we've only seen the beginning of the protests. I know there was one in Tel Aviv on Saturday night, but I'm sure they're going to happen on both sides. What's the mood in Israel?
It's an extremely polarizing issue, and an organization, okay, they are slightly more dovish, called the Geneva Initiative. They conducted a poll recently, and they found that at least 41% versus 39% of Israelis favored not annexing any land. I think a lot of people feel that the timing could not be more awful. We know that it is in line with the Trump peace plan, that if we are to start annexing, it would be settlements which could possibly go into Israel proper, so to speak, in any kind of negotiation. Settlements that have been discussed over several kinds of seminars, conferences, attempts to negotiate, attempts to make peace, whatever you want to call them, overtures towards the Palestinians, that these settlements would be pulled in to Israel proper. So starting on the 1st of July, this will probably be the case. Any other lands has not been discussed. And what also hasn't been discussed, which is of great concern, I think, to me as an Israeli, taxpaying Israelis, that the army hasn't really been consulted. They've been told to prepare for any eventuality and for a possible uptick in violence, but they don't seem to have been included in any kind of briefing, which is, to me, is a huge, huge concern. But we are hearing objections from the international community, and we are seeing a significant amount of protests taking place in Israel, people saying this is not the time, the timing is shocking, we've got enough crises on our plate to have to deal with without having to deal with this. So yeah, watch the space. It's going to be a very, very fascinating discussion.
And then very quickly, Raylene, in the minute that's over, talk to us about the fact that the killer of Staff Sergeant Amir Ben Igal has been caught.
Well, last night, the RDF confirmed that they had caught the killer of Staff Sergeant Amit Ben Igal, who was killed just over a month ago when 49-year-old Nazmi Abu Bakr threw a cinder block from the top of a building, and it crushed the Staff Sergeant's head despite him wearing a helmet. Now, the RDF and the Shin Bet did confirm that, you know, they had custody, they had questioned him, you know, a month ago. You know, they pretty much caught their guy very, very quickly. However, they didn't want to make it public until they had absolutely confirmed, but he has been caught and he is in custody.
Raylene Marks, thank you so much, and thank you for sticking to the time limit. It's 5:30. I thought she was going to say goodbye. Cheers, Raylene. We'll see you tomorrow.